This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was You Only Live Once by The Strokes. It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. We've got an interesting one today. So cryptocurrency has been a popular topic in recent times. Many debates about the opportunities and dangers of using it. So now El Salvador has actually become the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as their legal tender. So tell us more.
Yeah, so in June, El Salvador's parliament approved a law to allow the currency to be accepted as tender for all goods and services. And this is along with the US dollar. And this came into effect yesterday with President Nayib Bukele revealing that the country now holds 550 bitcoins. So basically, under the law, businesses will be required to accept Bitcoin for all transactions, but it won't apply to merchants who don't have the technological capability to do it. And they've installed about 200 Bitcoin teller machines to assist with the transition. And basically, the government claims that this move will give many Salvadorans access to bank services for the first time and save around 1.6 billion ringgit in fees on money sent home from abroad every year. And that is a pretty big deal, considering that remittances make up more than a fifth of El Salvador's GDP. However, the biggest concern, of course, is the volatility of the value of Bitcoin, which we've seen sort of rise and fall dramatically in the last year. And even yesterday, when the law took effect, it dropped almost 17%. And, you know, there's also been calls for El Salvador to ensure that regulated and transparent use of Bitcoin, because there has been criticism that, you know, there's potential for it to be used for illegal stuff, basically, like laundering money from criminal activities and financing terrorism.
And I mean, on top of that, I am wondering how many people are actually going to adopt this, aside from the technical gap that I'm sure exists in terms of making it more easy and accessible. There have also been protests in El Salvador against the government using cryptocurrency.
That's true. And according to a survey by the Central American University, only 5% of about 1,200 respondents understood what Bitcoin was or how it was used. And nearly two-thirds said they had no interest in downloading their electronic wallet to buy and spend Bitcoin, even though the government is offering $30 in Bitcoin or 124 ringgit in Bitcoin to those who download it. And one protester told APF that the currency will not benefit the poor, but the rich, and pointed out that, you know, if a poor person is not going to invest in Bitcoin if they barely have enough to eat. But it's worth noting that not everyone is against it. There are 50,000 Salvadorans using Bitcoin, mostly from a coastal town called El Zonte, where the currency is used for everything from paying your bills to buying a can of soda.
I mean, I don't know. I think this is still in its early days yet, but I'd love to hear from you guys. What do you think? Would you be keen on cryptocurrency being legal tender here? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.